Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Man, we love talking to Shannon Gerber. She is the executive director of the Home Depot Foundation, and she's always got great news. It's one of those people that is going to be a great conversation. It's going to be filled with incredible news for veterans, and it's happening all over again. Shannon, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good. What did you do for Veterans Day?
Well, we've done a ton across the entire country, but in celebration of Veterans Day, through our Operation Surprise campaign, we brought moments of surprise for veterans all month long. So from November 1st to the 20th, we've been surprising families. We paid off mortgages for three veteran families. We're covering December housing payments for more than 500 veterans. Projects across the country, and we announced that we reached our $500 million commitment to veterans through affordable housing initiatives 2 years early. So we are so excited that we've been able to do that through our nonprofit partners and our associate volunteers. And we're not stopping anytime soon. And we made a commitment to increase our investment to $750 million
Oh my gosh. That is incredible.
We are in it for the long haul.
I mean, you know, we've been talking about this $500 million commitment for so long, and that part is jaw dropping, but then to increase it by another $250 million, that's incredible. Well, it kind of makes me feel very small, Shannon, because for Veterans Day I watched a parade.
It's all the little things that add up to make a big impact. So I think that is totally fine.
Well, what's funny is, so we do a weekly feature called 60 Seconds of Service, and we will go in and we'll kind of scour the internet for stories about people that are helping veterans. I cannot tell you how many times the Home Depot and the Home Depot Foundation comes up in these stories. And that's how I originally found out about Operation Surprise. And this has got to be, it's got to be so not just gratifying, it's got to be fun to surprise people and say, hey, we're going to pay off your mortgage.
Yeah, it's honestly my favorite time of year. Between November to December, it is a time where we get to bring hope and surprise and just bring joy to people who may need it during this time. And our veteran community is obviously where we focus during Operation Surprise. We're excited about our new commitment. We've been focused on veterans for 12 years now, and
sure.
It's so close to who we are. And we know that likely this $250 million will help improve housing for more than 50,000 veterans across the country over the next 6 years. So we're excited to be able to continue the work that we get to do. Again, through our amazing nonprofit partners and our associate volunteers, Team Depot. And it is a lot of fun. It's very gratifying and fulfilling. And we just feel honored that we as a foundation and as a company get to serve veterans, not only on Veterans Day, but throughout the entire year.
Yeah, it's so cool. We're talking to Shannon Gerber here in the National Defense Executive Director of the Home Depot Foundation. And if I have this right, since the funding has started, the foundation has impacted more than 60,000 veteran homes and facilities, and not just with money. I mean, that's the other part of the Home Depot that I love, is the fact that Team Depot gets in there, gets their hands dirty, and you see them everywhere, right?
Yeah, we pride ourselves on the fact that we are not just funders. We are partners with our nonprofit partners. And, you know, it is about the sweat equity that is put into behind the check, right? Anybody can write a check, but yep. We have associate volunteers who volunteer on their time off across the country every single day, giving back to their local communities. And serving veterans is at the core of that. So, yes, we are very proud of the volunteer hours as well as the number of homes that we've been able to improve over the years. And so we look forward to continuing on that journey and supporting our veterans in several different ways through our housing initiatives.
Yeah, and one of those ways, just to kind of underscore what you're saying there, Shannon, you guys have constructed nearly 200 specially adapted smart homes for combat wounded veterans, completed more than 13,000 home repairs and modifications, and supported more than 50,000 veterans experiencing or at risk of homelessness with the national nonprofit partners. And these adaptive homes, and I know you guys probably work with the Gary Sinise Foundation as well. It's a life-changing experience because, you know, to be able to live in your home and to have everything functional around you, that's just it's just life-changing.
It is. It's been very powerful to see the impact that these specially adaptive smart homes have on our most catastrophically wounded veterans. And yes, we work with partners like Tunnel to Towers Foundation, the Gary Sinise Foundation, and others to really customize each of these homes for the unique needs of that specific veteran and their injuries. And so over time, we've been able to see how each of these homes really does allow for these veterans to live independently as best as possible and have a safe place for them to move around and to really be to really call home. And so we're continuing on that journey. The grants that we will provide over the next several years with that $250,000 will do a lot of things, some of which is to reduce the cost of housing for veterans, helping veterans access housing, so new units of housing, and then really help veterans age in place in their own homes. And that can look like a lot of different things, but the modifications that we work with our partners to make in some of these homes really does allow for our veterans to age in place from even a younger age into older age with the right modifications for them specifically.
And that's the way it should be. I mean, that's exactly the way it should be, right? I mean, these people go out and give their lives for our country, and they deserve every single bit of that. And to be able to live out their life in their own home with dignity and respect, oh, boy. I mean, it means a lot to everybody, but for veterans, you know, it's a special breed of people, and we talk about it on the show all the time. It's a special breed that a lot of times after their long service to the military, they come back and they want to contribute in another way and continue that mission, whether it's a nonprofit, Team Rubicon. You mentioned from Tunnel to Towers. That's what a great organization that is. We have them on the show quite regularly. And, yeah. You know, and Shannon, you know, you've been at this for quite a while. I'm sure you are able to, for want of a better phrase, to sniff out these organizations that are doing it for the right reason and have the right kind of heart, right?
Absolutely. You know, we have the best of the best in terms of our partners that we work with. And there's a huge process that we go through to make sure that we are working with the right partners. But you think about our brave men and women who have served our country and sacrificed so much. I mean, there's a small percentage of people who actually volunteer to go into the service. And so when they make those sacrifices over the years, it's an honor for us to be able to give back to them and to serve them who have served us for so many years. And, you know, freedom is not free. And so we know that they make huge sacrifices and their families do. And so if we can help those who are in need, it just is the right thing to do. And so that is what the Home Depot and the Home Depot Foundation have committed to do. And we are excited that we have been able to increase our commitment to invest $750,000,000. A $1 billion by 2030. So yeah, very, very, you know, just honored is I think the best way to sum it up, and that it is our pleasure to be able to serve those who have served everyone in this country.
Shannon, where's the best place for people to go to find out more about the Home Depot Foundation and what you guys are doing?
They can find out more about what we do in this space and in others at homedepotfoundation.org. And you can see all of our veteran housing initiatives there. We support veterans through our trade training program, veterans who are separating from the military and are looking for that next step. And we also serve those who've been impacted by disasters. So we would love for people to take a look and see the amazing work that our partners are doing and our associates throughout the community every single day.
Wow. It all starts with the Home Depot and the Home Depot Foundation. Shannon, thank you so much for all the work you guys are doing. And thanks for taking the time to let us know today.
Thank you for having us.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.